On Saturday evening, the movie Voices Across the Water will be shown at the Chilkat Center in Haines. The story follows two traditional boat builders, Yukoner Alain de Repentigny and Tlingit master carver Wayne Price, as they carry on their respective tradition of craftsmanship. Price, film director Fritz Mueller and writer Theresa Earl will attend the showing, and there will be a Q&A session afterwards. The film is titled after a traditional watercraft festival held in the summer of 2017 on the riverfront in Whitehorse, where Price spent several weeks carving a dugout.
Well, we started from a log, and the log is really heavy, 15,000 pounds. And when we're all done, there's a 30-foot dugout canoe. The walls are inch thick and the bottom is an inch and a half. It's an ocean-going dugout. It's pretty much like how the ancestors did their traveling and journeys.
Born in Cake, Price carved his first traditional Tlingit canoe in 1982 and has carved 15 in his career. It is a point of pride that many of these boats are not in museums and can be paddled on the ocean. The boat featured in the movie is currently in Carcross. At 30 feet, it takes a crew of 9 to paddle, with Price as captain, steering with a regular paddle. He defines his role succinctly.
Keep my crew alive and don't hit the earth.
The boat can also be sailed.
It's a square sprit sail is what it's called. It's a real simple sail to put up, and when you can harness the wind, it makes everybody's day go a lot better.
Price takes great care in carving his boats. He feels the weight of responsibility in crafting the best vessel he can.
You keep doing A1 top-notch work, because lives depend on my work. So you're always pushed to do your ultimate best.
The movie Voices on the Water will show on Saturday, November 26th, at 7 p.m. at the Chilkat Center. A reception beforehand begins at 6 p.m., with a Q&A after the movie. For KHNS in Haines, I'm Alan DePremenil.